My Life Today, August 22. Sing and pray with my neighbors. Being a God neighbor. They sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. The presentation of the truth in love and sympathy, from house to house, is in harmony with the instruction that Christ gave to his disciples when he sent them out on their first missionary tour. By songs of praise to God, by humble, heartfelt prayers, by a simple presentation of Bible truth in the family circle, many will be reached. The divine worker will be present to send conviction to hearts. I am with you always, is his promise. With the assurance of the abiding presence of such a helper, we may labor with hope and faith and courage. Those who have the gift of song are needed. Song is one of the most effective means of impressing spiritual truth upon the heart. Often by the words of sacred songs, the springs of penitence and faith have been unsealed. Church members, young and old, should be educated to go forth to proclaim this last message to the world. If they go in humility, angels of God will go with them, teaching them how to lift up the voice in prayer, how to raise the voice in song, and how to proclaim the gospel message for this time. Learn to sing the simplest of songs. These will help you in house-to-house labor, and hearts will be touched by the influence of the Holy Spirit. Christ was often heard singing hymns of praise. There was joy in his heart. We learn from the Word that there is joy among the angels of heaven over one repentant sinner, and that the Lord rejoices over his church with singing. As, like the disciples, you go from place to place telling the story of the Savior's love, you will make friends and you will see the fruit of your labor.